This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States has ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman saying early Wednesday morning the order to close the consulate was issued in order to protect American intellectual property and Americans' private information. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. Hours after the order was issued, a local Houston television station, KPRC, broadcast footage of smoke billowing from a courtyard inside the consulate. Houston police said consular staffers were burning documents in open containers in preparation of being evicted. Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman told reporters the order to close the Houston consulate is an unprecedented escalation of its recent actions against China. He accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. Relations between the world's largest two economies have steadily worsened in recent months over a number of issues, including trade, technology, and the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong and the novel coronavirus. Hong Kong stocks fell the most in nearly 6 weeks on Wednesday as signs of escalating China-U.S. tensions weighed on the market sentiment. The U.S. announced Wednesday it will pay $1.95 billion to Pfizer and German biotech firm BioNTech to produce and deliver 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The Department of Health and Human Services says the agreement allows the U.S. government to acquire an additional 500 million doses. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Alaskan Peninsula early on Wednesday, and a tsunami warning has been issued for the southern and coastal Alaska and the Aleutian Islands. The U.S. National Weather Service has said there is no tsunami threat to the West Coast and Canada. There are no immediate reports of any casualties. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir went on trial in Khartoum on Wednesday for staging the coup that brought him to power in 1989. The former president, who was ousted from power by the military in April 2019 after mass protests across the country against his rule, faces the death penalty if convicted. The 76-year-old Bashir was indicted years ago by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for alleged war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity committed in the Darfur region. Sudanese officials had said they would hand over al-Bashir to the ICC, but have yet to do so. Sudan's transitional government has launched several reforms with the hope of regaining acceptance among the international community. Two Chinese nationals working with Chinese security services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. The suspects were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington State. This marks the first time U.S. prosecutors have indicted Chinese hackers for what they termed the blended threat of working for the Chinese state while also targeting victims for personal gain. Turkey and Russia agreed at talks in Ankara to continue joint efforts to create conditions for a lasting and sustainable ceasefire in Libya. They are also considering the creation of a joint working group, according to a joint statement released on Wednesday. The statement published by the Turkish Foreign Ministry said Ankara and Moscow also agreed in the talks to facilitate the advancement of intra-Libyan political dialogue and called upon the parties to take measures ensuring safe humanitarian access and delivery of urgent assistance to those in need. Reuters reports Britain did not vote to leave the European Union in 2016 because of any pressure from Russia, that according to Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.